Bay Mobile.
ZLK. Good evening, Simon. Am I catching you in the truck or at home?
I'm in the truck, but it's my personal truck, and I'm about 5 minutes from home. How's that?
I approve. Good. Were you working today, or, yeah, you just been out about running some evening errands, or what?
Got up about a little before 7, but I ran into Pickens. There was a guy running for our district up here for the state house was having a get-together. I wanted to go meet him and see if I could hear a little bit about what he stands for.
No, that's certainly a worthy evening errand. Yeah, I mean, you get a good sense for the guy?
A pretty good feeling. I've talked to the guy who's in the position right now. He's been there for 18 years. And he talked to me one time, but he never returned my second phone call. And the more I've read up on him, the less impressed I've been. So it's good that he's got a challenger.
Interesting. But yeah, it sounds like he got a overall good feeling about this challenger. So, no, that's encouraging. Good job going forward and looking into the guy. I am mobile, driving home from the airport. I just had my first work trip in, you know, 2 years, I guess. It was a little surreal to hop on an airplane and go do a, you know, meet with people in person, fully clothed and all that, instead of on Zoom. So at least my world feels a little back to normal right now.
Where did you go for this trip?
Trip actually to Philadelphia, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that there was a direct flight from GSP. So it was almost just like an easy commute, you know, 20 minutes from my house to the airport, walk straight through security because it wasn't crowded, hop on a plane, and 90 minutes later I'm in Philadelphia. It was surprisingly easy.
Everything went well, and there were no delays and no issues. That's really good. So you just went up this morning, went up for the day?
Just to have one night there. I had some meetings yesterday afternoon and then all day in that company's office. But yeah, still, I mean, just surprisingly easy to think that I certainly could have just done it in one day. So it's good to know. I hope I get to keep this client for a while, and if so, it's nice to know that I could actually get up there in person very easily for a one-day trip if I needed to.
Back when my mother-in-law was alive, she developed dementia. And my wife's sisters live up in Wilmington, Delaware at the time. And so we would send her mom home for a week or so to give my wife a break. And I was looking at, she used to fly by herself, but it just got too complicated. And the last airline we put her on, they said, oh yeah, we'll have a wheelchair for her. We'll make sure she gets where she's going. Well, they didn't, and she ended up getting lost in the Philadelphia airport, just wandering around, having no clue why she was there. So we started buying an extra ticket, and I would just ride up with her and then come back that evening on the flight back and then go back up, you know, the next week or the weekend after just to make sure she got there safely. It worked out pretty well.
You know exactly what flight I'm talking about. Yeah. And gosh, that's frustrating to hear that they had guaranteed, you know, safe passage and then she's wandering in an airport. Good for you for doing the extra ticket approach. That sounds good. I mean, that's a whole day commitment, but yeah, well, anyway, you know exactly, the one flight I'm talking about. So it was pleasantly convenient for me. Yeah, anyway, so kind of, you know, the novelty hasn't worn off yet. It was fun to get up and go on a real trip, but I'm glad to be heading home now.
Home. Glad you made it and had a good time or a good trip. And I'm almost home as well, about to pull in the driveway, so I will let you go. I don't know if I'll be on the net tonight. I have to see. But good to hear you. KZ4TMA and 4ZLK. Simon, have a good night.
Have a good night. I probably won't do the net either. I'll just need to catch up with family tonight. Hey, if you haven't pulled up yet, quick question. Do you still use CB in your truck, or you know much about any local CB activity? I'm just curious.
Night, if I work at night, I'll have a CB in there, and usually you can get some good traffic information. But there is a CB in the truck I drive in the daytime, and I don't. There's not a lot of activity just locally, so I just leave it turned off.
I just asked Patrick the same question, and he gave me a similar answer. Anyway, I was just curious. I'm on the highway right now, so my CB's on, and being on the highway is the only time I ever expect I might hear anything, but I rarely do. All right, well, anyway, thanks again. Good to chat. I'll catch you sometime soon. N4ZOK, KZ4TMA. I'll be clear, too. Have a good night, Shane. See ya.
Okay. All right, Simon, have a good night, and we'll talk to you later.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, any station, radio check, please.
Hey, Chad, this is Simon, KZ4TMA. I hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, Simon. How about you, sir? I'm just trying to get set up, calling it tonight, and just wanting to do a radio check, over.
I'm not usually the best for giving a really accurate signal report, but I can hear you full quieting absolutely fine. I'm on 85 right now, southeast side of Greenville, and I can hear you just fine. Is this a different location than usual, or are you just doing a check just to be sure?
I'm down at the deer camp, and I just, you know, hadn't had too much of an opportunity to check radios out since I got here, so, you know, just trying to get up and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to, over.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got a little interference, a little fluttering, but I'm pretty sure that's on my end. When you and I wrap it up, I'll see if anyone else jumps in to give you a more accurate kind of stationary report. But anyway, yeah, thanks for calling in tonight. I'm home from a work trip, so I'll just have to catch up with family tonight, but maybe sometime soon. Otherwise, you doing all right? All good? All good there at the camp? Any more bear activity or bear sightings lately?
Negative. It's just like he's just gone. I hadn't seen him in quite some time, which is a good thing. But, you know, I always try to, I always bring the dogs with me. They, you know, they can alert pretty quick, I guess. Or at least I like to think they can. Last time he came up, he carried my Dutch oven away during the night, and the dogs, you know, never woke up. So I guess that's just psychological on my end. Just makes me feel better, but they're both dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah, those are some West dogs if they never woke up. My goodness. That would make me sleep. I'd sleep with one eye open if my dogs weren't even waking up. But, and well, I'm glad you haven't had any more sightings lately, but all right, good to hear. All right, well, I think I'm about to go through a bit of a dead patch, so I won't hold up the repeater. I'll be clear after your final and let anyone else reply who may be able to give you a more accurate report. But I hope I catch you again sometime soon. So K4NUE, KZ4TMA, clear after your final. Thanks, Chad.
4TMA, Simon, thanks for the signal report, sir. And you be safe out there. K4NUE, I'm clear. K4JBQ, KO4NUE. JBQ, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
AK4BWA.
Hey, Steve, what's going on, bud? Can you give me a signal report?
Sounds just about as good as it can be. Are you on your mobile or on your base?
Nah, I'm up at deer camp. It's just, you know, I like to check radios out before, you know, I get started, make sure everything's okay. No weird noises or anything.
A little bit of background scratch from the repeater, but beyond that, it's full quieting, good signal, clean. Your mic gain is even set just about right. Listen, I just wanted to jump in, ask you a quick question. Did you get that text today I sent you about ownership?
Yeah, roger that, I did.
Go over on FCC lookup, and it'll give you all of his address information and all that good stuff, too. So, and from what I understand, he may be a member of the Greer Amateur Radio Club. I'm going to be checking that out. So, anyhow, that's all I had. Hope you have a good evening. And your signal's fine, bud. You're strong. 10-4 VWA, I'll be clear at you final.
Yeah, roger that. Do you know if, have you talked with Dave lately?
Yeah,
roger that.
Subject.
Well, I don't have internet up here. I need, see if I can get somebody to submit my net report. But Gary's at the EOC meeting. So I was thinking about trying to give him a holler, you know, if he's in town.
Dave is in town. Okay. Do you have cell phone service up there?
It's very spotty, Steve. It's not dependable at all.
Verizon.
AT&T, KL4NUE.
Okay. I tell you what. You need to take, next time you go up there, you need to take one of my 5G phones along with you and see if you have any 5G coverage. If you've got solid 5G coverage, you could get one of those little hotspots within a 5G phone, and I'm sure you know all about that. But you could run your laptop from up there over the internet and do what needs to be done that way.
Yeah, roger that. That's I've been meaning to do that. Actually, my wife has one, and I use it occasionally. But I don't. She's in Columbia, finishing up the school year, so I couldn't bring it tonight. So I'm kind of at a disadvantage.
You got the T-Mobile 5G.
KL4NUE. Steve, I'm not sure who the provider is. I don't remember.
So how, but T-Mobile has got the absolute strongest 5G coverage of any carrier out there right now, and they're pretty amazing. I mean, they're just beating the socks off of AT&T and Verizon. And I don't know how they did it, but they did it. And I've got one of their phones, so maybe we need to ride up there one day and just see what my 5G T-Mobile will do as far as that hotspot coverage for you. That'd be a quick experiment, and, you know, hey, and it would tell me just how good their service is up in that area. Where is your deer camp?
Ready, on the 12 Mile River.
Yeah, they ought to cover over there very well. I mean, you know, they got Clemson University over there near them, and they got towers all over that place. They got it covered like a blanket. So, anyhow, it would be worth the experiment. So, anyhow, let me know if you want to try to do that, and that'd be one way to get that knocked out of the park. So, I'll let you go. Let me know if I can help out, and especially if you find out anything further on that other question. And I'll see what I can find out about that membership in the Greer Club, okay? So, 73 KN4 VWA. I'm clear after your final.
I appreciate the signal report. KN4 NUE, I'm clear.
Walt on there, KN4 VWA. Is that you, Walt?
Yes, Steve. I lost your phone number. Please just send me a phone call.
Well, listen, I've got to bail out there. Chad's still in there, I think, but I've got to bail out. It's good to hear you, bud. I've been hearing you check in from time to time. So, anyhow, KN4 VWA. I'm clear, boss.
KN4VWA, KO4NUE. Steve, he's wanting you to call him because he's lost your telephone number.
Hey, yeah, no problem. No problem. I'll try to call him right now in just a minute. Walt, if you can hear me, I'll give you a holler right now, buddy. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Clear. station. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. You're not quite making it into the repeater. You're in and out. Say again, call sign, over.
Try and move to a better spot.
KUN, KO4NUE. Yeah, you're a little bit hit and miss there, but I did get your call. What's going on, bud? You doing all right?
KO4,
it's better. When you key the mic, wait about a half a second, and then start transmitting. Let's see if that helps you out any.
Okay, is that sounding any better?
Yeah, roger that. Sounds good. You got just a little bit of white noise in the background, but yeah, very audible, very copyable, over.
Okay.
Hey, man, how about you?
About the field days that are, I believe, in Greenville and Anderson. I didn't know if those were something that you attended or what those were exactly.
So most of the, well, some of the amateur radio clubs, they'll go and set up antennas and radios at parks or, you know, wherever they can find a place to set up. And have a big contest, worldwide, you know, contest, trying to make contacts around the world. But if you are interested in going, just show up. And you just walk up to a ham radio operator and, you know, tell them your name, introduce yourself, and, you know, ask whatever questions you want to ask. I'm sure he or she would be absolutely delighted to try to help you answer your questions. And since you have a call sign, even though it's a technician, you can, he'll probably allow you to get up on the HF bands and try to make some contacts on the HF side. You know, but that would be a good experience for you.
Hey, Chad, it's Tuesday.
Man, I finally got it right. It took me a day, but I got it.
I am currently in the process of studying for the general license, so if I'm lucky, I might be able to go the third Saturday of this month and try and take the test and see what happens.
Well, go give it your best shot. Give it a try, man. It's, you know, it's definitely worth trying.
I was looking into a certain radio. I've heard it's a pretty rare one nowadays. Fine. You know anything about that? Any tips on that one?
You said Yaesu 2900 or 2980 or over? Well, I've got a couple of 2980s. I think the 29 is pretty similar. I do know the 2980 will give you up to 80 watts. And I'm pretty sure the 2900 is probably going to be the same radio, but probably stuck at, I don't know, 50 watts, maybe 65. I don't think so, but, yeah, I mean, I'm a Yaesu guy. I love them. They do more than they're asked to do.
Well, videos on them, and I've heard that they actually can go up to 80 watts, but I believe with their normal power, you know, what they'll usually get at most is 75 watts, I think, on the 2900.
Yeah, well, I don't think you go wrong with it either way. You know, I haven't had any issues out of them.
So be fine enough. I appreciate you, Chad. This is KO4YUN.
KUN, KO4NUE. 73, young man, have a good night. KO4. NUE, standing by for the net. This is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 2 minutes. Thank you. CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. K-O-4-N-U-E. My name is Chad, and my location is Liberty, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Caesar is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. For any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. So we'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. We'll go ahead and start with the pre-check-ins tonight, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, male in Prosperity. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. And KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KA2AXQ, Ken in Pickens. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. KO4RAX, Jim in Bakersfield. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. And W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And KN4HTP, Wendy in Simpsonville. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors. We're using the pre-check-in function on the Blue Ridge repeater. All right, we'll move on to Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4NUE. Good evening. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville, and we'll all be negative and negative. Check us in and out tonight, please.
2-meter net would like to welcome via Echo Link, KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, in Brown Summit. And John, I have you down for comments, sir. Also, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Mr. Rick. He brings along his wife, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, that looks like all for the Echo Link stations. So being Tuesday night, we'll move on to India through Lima. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
Control. Again, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. Oh, wait a minute, I jumped the gun. Well, check me in anyway. This is Robert from Joanna. Sorry about that.
UE. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and say 73 for each one of you.
KO4 NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out. I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Hey. Young man, how you doing there, Chad? Hope you and this man are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Chad in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Anna, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
QE. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
For NUE. Kilo 3, Juliet Tango Delta, K3JTD. This is Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments. 73.
Good group. So let's back up and start with KD4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. That's Mr. Robert in Joanna. And Robert, we'll take it out of turns. No big deal. I appreciate you checking in with us. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up on that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments, sir. And he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, also in Greer. Please tell Miss Donna that I said hello tonight, Larry. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher. Sid, always a pleasure to hear your voice, right along with Mr. Duncan's voice, too. KO4JKV up in Asheville. And K3 Juliet Tango Delta, Jim in Buffalo, South Carolina. All right, any more stations? India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo. Steve, I'm in Inman, and I'll be negative and negative.
I believe I got your call right. Please let me know if I didn't. KE4IR, Mr. Steve in Inman. Did I get that right, Steve?
Yes, you did.
Appreciate you joining us tonight from Inman. All right, we'll move on to the next group. Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
QE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile here in Peapaw. Please also check in by telephone relay Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, for MRA. His name is also Fred. He's my father. He's over in Johannesburg tonight, Chad. We'll both be negative and negative tonight. The 73 to you, Miss Anna, and all the net. For AQE. OBQ.
We. W4, November golf uniform. Good evening, Chad, Phil, Walkie Talkie, Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
That was a really good group. We'll start off with K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. And Walt, it's good to hear your voice tonight, sir. It's always a pleasure. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont. And he brings along his father by telephone relay. KI4MRA. Fred, his name is also Fred in Johannesburg. And N4OBQ, I believe, Mr. Stacy in Anderson. And W4NGU, never give up, Mr. Phil on a handheld in Bullet Springs. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. Are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Go ahead, recheck.
For NUE, KN4CHY, did you catch Stacy N4OBQ?
That I
did. I did announce his call in for OBQ, Mr. Stacy in Anderson. And while I'm here, Mr. Keith, would you like for me to check you in at this time? Over.
Out of turn, K4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative, negative. I know he was low, and I wasn't sure if you caught it or not. Did not even, I guess I missed you calling him and, you know, acknowledging. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Nick.
No, sir, I got N4 and Q. That's all I needed. And I heard Anderson, so I figured I'd take a look at the draw and kind of figure that with Stacy, and I got it right this time. So, also, the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net would like to welcome KN4CHY, Mr. Keith N. Seneca. Appreciate you checking in with us, Keith. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. You see, you're way down in the weeds, in and out of the repeater, but I got you in. I got you in the log, sir.
No, I'm on the HT. I'm on the HT, over.
On the log, Stacy. All right, any more, any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
UE, this is a recheck on KD4SRR. I forgot to say negative and negative. Thank you.
QE. Let's check in Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
4NUE. And KO4QLG. Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
A short group. The net would like to recognize W November 4 Sierra, Mr. Chris and Lyman, and KO4QLG, Mr. Chris and Liberty, and Robert N4, KD4SRR, I have you down for no traffic, no chew, sir. All right, any more stations, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, Uniform through Zulu. Any station that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and your suffix begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Net control. And then Whiskey 4 Whiskey Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in Land Was, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
4WOZ. I got you in the log, sir, from the Land of Was. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Rod, and hope you are having a wonderful night. Please tell Miss Dorothy that we said hello. All right, any more stations? Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group. Let me back up here. We got an Echo Link station that just popped up. Echo Link station, Echo Link stations, and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. KO4ZYX, this is Daniel in Woodruff. I had to switch to Echo Link. My handheld wouldn't get me out, sitting on the back porch. I'll be negative and negative. We'll be monitoring to listen to Mr. John. Thank you, sir, for calling the net. 73s to everybody else.
Daniel, we'd like to welcome you via Echo Link, KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And tonight is a really good night to be sitting out on the back porch, sir. Alright, let's get on with the roll. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thomas Anna, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Hello, and net control, this is Alpha Charlie 4 Charlie Echo, Dwayne in Greenville. and log in my YL, Kilo November 4, Foxtrot Whiskey Uniform, Martha.
In UE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
QE. Chad, please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in pickets, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all. QE.
Chad, Miss Anna and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. I am mobile in Pickens. Go ahead and check in Joy, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride. She's at home and easily. I'm headed back to the house. I'll be around for some comments tonight. Good evening, Q-Chad, and all on the net.
Kilo 4, Fox, Trot, Tango, Uniform, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Kilo 4, N-U-E. Check in, Alpha, Juliet, 4, Romeo, Alpha, AJ4RA. Name is Bill, just outside of Simpsonville. Negative of negative, 73 to everybody on the net.
Well, that was a good group. Let me make sure I got it. My 2 meter net would like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, and AC4 Alpha Charlie 4, Charlie Echo, AC4 CE, that is Dwayne in Greenville, I believe, and KN4 FWU, his wife Martha. Is that correct, sir?
Net control.
All right. Will you be in or out for comments tonight, sir?
I'm sorry. I'll be out, but thanks for asking.
All right. Would also like to welcome KM4BLH. That's Mr. Kurt in Greenville. And K1CJW. That's my good friend, Mr. Roland in Pickens. And, Roland, I'll be back to you in just a second, sir. I got a quick question for you. Also, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, mobiling around in Pickens tonight. And, Mr. Gary, I hope that Chevrolet gets you back home tonight. And I have you down for some comments, sir. Also, he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy in Easley. And KK4FTU, that's Mr. Richard in Slaptown. And AJ4RA, that's Mr. Bill in Simpsonville. So let me pause just for a second. I need to go to Mr. Roland. K1CJW, KO4NUE.
Go ahead, Chad.
Mr. Roland, you got that 991 yet?
Yes, I do. But I had an accident with my antenna. I drove right, I was wiggling my antenna, and I had it on the ground with my golf cart, and I tore the heck out of it, so now I have to get another one.
How did you get the antenna on the ground?
Well, one side of the rope broke, and I was lowering the other side, and for some reason or another, part of the antenna got stuck on the branches. And I didn't see it, and I drove right into it. And I pulled on it hard enough that I broke a 2x4 that was supporting part of the RG-58. But my mistake, I got to pay for it.
Olin, well, you let me know when that antenna comes in. And if you would like for me to swing by and help you with the 991 on the UHF-VHF side, I am in Liberty. I can definitely swing by there tomorrow and help you with it, sir. All right. Let's move on. Let's see. I am at Echo through. Let's do one more call for Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In and out. November 4, Bravo X-ray, Bravo. Herb up in Shelby.
4 BXB. That's Mr. Herb in Shelby. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Herb. All right, let's move on down the log and echo through hotel. Any station, echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HTX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Chad, unfortunately, I cannot stick around tonight. Thank you.
NUE. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene in Taylors and negative, over.
4NUE. Fred, and yes, it is TU today. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
4NUE, this is KO4HYC, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, and in Landrum Mobile right now. And please check in. My husband, KO4HYD, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee
Delta,
and we will both be negative and negative. Thank you for doing the net.
Big group. Let me pause here just for a second and make sure I got it. KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's my good friend, Mr. Patrick, up in Penrose. And Patrick, sorry that you can't hang around with us tonight, but that's okay. Also, we'd like to welcome W4FHJ. That's Mr. Gene in Taylors. And Gene, I hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up in Candler. And Harry, when you take naps during the day and you wake up a little foggy, you kind of forget what day it is. So, just want to throw that right back at you. All right, next is KO4HYC. That's Miss Ann in Landrum, and she brings along her husband and my good friend, Mr. Steve, KO4HYD. Appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations, echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, SW4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling that, Chad.
Welcome, WD8RON. That's Mr. Ed up in Brevard. And Ed, I hope you are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's Mr. Colin up in Mill Springs. And nice to hear from you, Colin. All right, one more call. Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check the Kilo Oscar X-ray Bravo. I'll be negative and negative for listening.
Oscar 2-meter net would like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. All right, so let's go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight, and all stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. Hold on before I do that. That station just popped up on Echo Link, so before let me close the net, let me pop up there and get him. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. Good evening to you, Chad. If you would, check in. KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Chad, on the net. No traffic and no queue, and Chad did be sure and tell my son a hello for me.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KA4 KD4PQA via Echo Link, Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, Miss Anna is out of town tonight, so I will be able to tell her you said hello tomorrow, sir. All right, let's go ahead and secure the formal portion. Just want to say thank you for all of you for hanging around, and for those of you who do not want to remain on for the rag, you may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We're now going to start with the rag chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins. First on the stump is KN4RJN, Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, go ahead. You got a nice, clean stump, sir.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Chad. For those of you that care... yesterday I forgot to mention that this past Sunday, Saturn stopped its forward motion through the background stars of the constellation Capricorn and commenced its retrograde loop, which will last until late October. On the early morning of June and through October, Saturn will be visible through with the other naked eye in the lower port of the southeastern sky. From the time it clears the horizon around 1 a.m. local time until dawn. The retrograde motion occurs, of course, when the Earth, moving closer to the Sun and moving at a faster orbit, passes an outer planet on the inside track and causes that planet to appear to be moving backwards. So for those of you who are early risers or late bedders, whichever the case may be, if you watch it over a period of days, you can see that it's actually going backwards. So be sure and look for that. And also on June 21st at 5:14 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Sun will reach its northernmost declination for the year, which marks the beginning of summer. We'll have maximum daylight of the year that day, and in the southern hemisphere, they will have minimum daylight. So, that's a couple of things I forgot to mention the other night, and I thought I'd throw those in.
Appreciate you filling us in on all the celestial events. That sounds a little bit hard to track, so I want to back up just for a second to ask a question. I know you always give us advice on what's happening in the heavens and all, but I realize that I have never asked you. The other night when me and my wife were out looking for the meteor shower, it's been a long time since I've been able to, you know, spend some time looking up in the stars, and I just was wondering, do you ever just look up there and just wonder? Can you just fathom how big the universe is, and then how did it get there? And you know, all these questions just start to flood through my mind. And I know you're always giving us an advice and things like that on the planets, but I've never asked, you know, kind of what you think on a different level about, you know, everything going on in the heavens.
This is KN4RJN. Well, the size of the universe is pretty much beyond human comprehension. I think I pointed out to you the constellation Orion before, and I think you've seen it. And the upper, as you would look at it, the upper left shoulder of Orion is a star called Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse is a red giant. Betelgeuse is so large that if it were where the Sun is right now, and the Sun, of course, is 93 million miles away from us, okay, if Betelgeuse were where the Sun is, we'd be sitting inside of it. That sucker is huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Our Sun is a mediocre-sized star. And Betelgeuse is far enough away that it appears to be a little bitty dot in the sky. And yet it is almost as big as as the orbit of Saturn. the thing is huge. So the size of the universe is beyond comprehension. There are stars out there that are far enough away that we can't see them. The light hasn't gotten here yet. And the universe is, you know, billions of years old. And the light hasn't gotten here yet. And there are stars that we will never see because of that. So the size of the thing is just incomprehensible, you know, to me and to anybody else. That anybody that says that they understand the size of the universe, they're lying to you because you can't. As for the other, I've never, you know, how it got to be here. There are several theories on that, and scientists are still, you know, kind of scratching their heads trying to understand just exactly how that all happened. And I don't pretend to know how that all happened. I just know that it did. And in all of that mess, all of us, you know, there's billions upon billions of galaxies in the universe. There are billions upon billions of stars in each one of those galaxies. And out of all of that mess, there's only one you and only one me.
Right, and that is amazing. I look up at the stars sometimes and just get kind of lost in, my goodness, what is that? And what, you know, what would it be like if you could visit that, and so on and so forth. But I wonder about that a lot. And when me and my wife were looking for the meteors the other night, we both just kind of laid there on the blanket and was thinking, you know, what a creator to, you know, just to have the heavens like that. It's just an amazing thing. But all right, Mr. John, you got anything else for us? I got a couple more down the log I need to check in. And if you got anything else for us, go ahead.
Cheers, Kane 4, JM. No, nothing else except to say that, and to anybody that's listening, that if for some reason you think that you are, you know, ordinary or not special, just remember, in all of the universe, there's only one you. And, you know, live your life accordingly. You know, whatever God you believe in, or if you don't believe in one at all, just remember that somewhere, somehow, some way, there was only one of you made. So live your life accordingly. This is KN4RJN. I'm on back on out of here, and y'all have a good evening. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
And I appreciate it. Appreciate the comments. All right, this is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, if you would like to check in, please call KO4NUE.
Evenette, please check in. November 4, Alpha, Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative. And don't want to keep you running any later. I just had a minute here to jump in. 73 to the net.
NUE. Oh, India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI Mobile. And Pickens. No traffic, no round tape.
NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XV. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
That's 2-meter net. Would like to welcome N4AHO. That's Mr. Doug in Walhalla. Appreciate you checking in with us, Doug. And KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy, mobiling around in Pickens tonight. Andy, you be safe tonight, sir. And K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Tommy. All right, let's move on down the log for the rag chew portion. I think next on the list is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead and take it, sir.
NUE, KK4JBQ, and we all pause for the man on the mountain. Let him have his say, as Gary says. Well, I know it's part of protocol. It's a part of the being in that control that you